Delilah.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to Love Someone with Delilah. The rain has been coming down. Ooh, at my farm. I've got a skylight in my hallway upstairs. And when it rains, it sounds like music on the skylight. I go stand under it just to listen to it. And I've started flipping lights on in the house when we get up on school mornings because it's still a little dark outside. Sure signs that summer has gone her merry way and beautiful autumn has taken her place. We know, too, that this visit will only be too brief as old man winter will want his turn soon. What is the weather like in your little corner of the world? Some areas still experiencing some heat. Are you pulling on rain boots when you head out to do chores? Do you do chores? Have you been affected by any of the hurricanes and all the water they bring? Whatever Mother Nature is doling out, I hope you can look upon it with wonder and a little bit of awe. I hope you teach your young kids or grandkids to go dance in the rain. My bushels of mums on the front porch are bright little beacons of fall splendor. The pumpkins that are ripe in the garden and glorious gourds I've piled up. I've been canning pickles and relish, applesauce and grape jam. Canning and preserving the last of the garden goodness. And my chickens have been helping me carve a few jack-o'-lanterns. What a fun trend that is. Did that on social media. So many things to look forward to in the coming months. And on this episode of Love Someone, my guests are going to tell us about something coming soon for the holiday season that is really exciting. Adam Anders is a four-time Grammy nominee, two-time People's Choice Award winner for many years. He served as the executive music producer of Glee. He sold over 100 million records and worked with artists ranging from the Jonas Brothers and Miley Cyrus to Andy Grammer and CeeLo Green. His music has been heard in film productions like High School Musical, The Wedding Planner, Captain Underpants, and Rock of Ages. Look up this name. Again, his name is Adam Anders, and you'll see his writing and directing credits just goes on and on and on and on. Movies, music projects, TV. He is joined today by award-winning recording artist and songwriter Nikki Anders, who can also brag about her production skills as well as being a record and music publishing company owner. Nikki has written, performed, or produced for many major motion pictures and television shows, including Glee, Hannah Montana, High School Musical 3, the Jonas Brothers films, Camp Rock, and Camp Rock 2, along with a lot of other hits, too many to list. Her songs have sold over 25 million records for Miley Cyrus, Jonas Brothers, Demi Lovato, Backstreet Boys, Clay Aiken, Sheryl Crow, just to name a few. Most recently, her time has been dedicated to Golden Globe-winning TV series Glee, where her voice is the secret weapon for music producer and husband Adam Anders when recreating each song and as a mentor and vocal producer on the Glee project. They are here with us today to share the news of an upcoming Christmas movie. Adam and Nikki both co-wrote and Adam directed, produced, and created music for the greatest story ever told, that of the birth of Jesus of Nazareth in The Journey to Bethlehem. It'll be in theaters beginning November 10th. I got a sneak peek, a sneak preview of this movie. My kids and I watched it. I was so thrilled with it. It's the first musical. It would be so beautiful on stage. I hope they turn it into a musical, recounting Mary and Joseph's journey, and our entire family was mesmerized from start to finish. It has some really incredible talent: Fiona Palomo, Milo Manheim, Joel Smallbone from one of our favorite musical groups for King and Country, singer, rapper Lecrae, and Academy Award nominee Antonio Banderas portraying the evil King Herod. Ooh, he was brilliant. I can't wait to dive into this conversation with Adam and Nikki Anders. But first, let me spend a few minutes telling you about one of today's podcast sponsors, BetterHelp. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever find that just as you're trying to fall asleep, your brain suddenly starts working overtime? Do your thoughts start racing right before bed or at other inopportune moments? It turns out one great way to make those racing thoughts go away is to talk them through. Therapy gives you a place to do that so you can get out of your negative thought cycles and find some emotional and mental peace of mind. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapist if you choose any time for no additional charge. Get a break from your thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lovesomeone today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lovesomeone. Today, we're going to talk about something very wholesome. So with me today is Nikki Anders and her husband, Adam Anders. And you guys have had your hands on everything.
Mm-hmm. Anything where there's music and
young people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Music, young people and visuals. And we're going to talk today about pop culture. And since I'm a child of the 60s and 70s. My pop culture was Bobby Sherman, okay? I stopped pop culture when a really handsome actor left ER.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which one was that?
Which one was that? Who was the... That was George Clooney. When George Clooney broke up with us.
I wasn't so far off.
And left ER. That was it for me. That was my last... Well, that and Denzel.
Who can blame you?
Yeah, my last pop crushes. But since I have 12 daughters, I have gone through a lot of pop culture.
Wow.
Wait, is that hyperbole? Do you actually have 12 daughters?
I have 8 daughters and my husband has 4 daughters.
Oh my.
Man, we only have 2 boys.
Get to work. What are you guys doing?
Gotta get to work.
Yeah.
Well, you're like our core audience then. Like you can fill out a whole theater.
My whole family. And we do. We used to have a theater that was like a mile from my house. And anytime something amazing was coming out, like the movie we're about to talk about, they would rent the theater to do a preview for me, which was very sweet. And the film company would buy me popcorn. And I would say, okay, I'm going to bring a few people. And their popcorn bill would be like, thousands of dollars. They're like, what the heck? I said, I told you I was bringing my family. They're like, how many are in your family? I said, well, I have 15 kids and my husband has 5. So you do the math.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So you're the difference between going number 1 or number 2. Like if your family goes, then it's number 1.
Exactly. But this movie is going to be number 1 anyway. We're talking about a new movie that is coming out next month, Journey to Bethlehem. And I got a sneak preview. The movie theater is closed, and so we watched it here in the basement of my house on a drop-down screen, and I wish that we were in the movie theater, because if we had been in the movie theater, all of my kids would have been up dancing. To the songs. Yeah.
Great. Good news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are some.
We hope that happens.
There are some fun songs in Journey to Bethlehem.
Thank you.
So what made this project something you guys said, yes, this is where our passions are going to be? First off, when did you start filming?
We started filming in February 1st, I think was the first day of shooting this year. But it's been in the works for a very long time. I had the idea originally, I don't want to date myself, like
17 years ago.
Yeah, it was 2006.
Just say it.
Nikki's from Iowa. We were home visiting for Christmas and I couldn't find anything to watch. And I don't know why it hit me that I thought, wow, nobody's done a musical of the Nativity. That'd be cool. And I sat down that Christmas and wrote the first 11-page treatment, which had a lot of the song ideas and everything in it. And then, life got in the way and there's been ups and downs and trying to make it, sold it, didn't get made back, just been crazy. And then during COVID, kind of got new clarity and wrote a new version of the script and decided to direct it. And then it's just like, boom, off we went. And next thing I knew, I moved to Spain and we started shooting this thing.
So this is a baby that took 17 years to...
Yes. This is our oldest child.
Yeah.
It's been a really painful birth. Really painful.
So, Nikki, it sounds like you've been there for every step of the way. When did you say, I got to do this too? I got to lend my voice. I got to lend my words. We got to do this as a team, as a family. Because it's a family movie.
It is a family movie.
It's a family story about the greatest family God ever wove together, created by a family.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's really crazy. You know, we actually have worked together for almost our entire relationship.
Our first date was writing a song together, if that gives you any idea.
Which song? Which song? Do we know it?
It was probably terrible. We fought the whole time, I think. But I don't know if that...
It was probably on my solo album came out.
I think it was Adore You from The Wedding Planner.
Maybe.
I think it was. Yeah.
You wrote an I Adore You song on your first date?
I think... You know, I never thought of it that way.
That's a really good point.
On your first date?
Well, yeah, because it's all fresh. I'm like, wow, you're cute. And you write an Adore You song.
You're not ready for love yet, but you're ready for adoration.
Adoration. Yeah, that's a good thing. I met my husband at the gym, and he never saw me with my hair combed or makeup on for the first 6 months of our friendship.
Ooh, that's a good test of a relationship.
At my absolute least attractive. But it was good because we got to know each other.
Yeah. I believe in that. I believe in putting your worst out there first, because that's what, if you can get through the worst, then you're definitely going to enjoy the best.
Well, I think that's a good way to get to know each other, but also writing a song is a pretty good way to figure out somebody too.
So now you've written a song, you've written a movie, you've produced a movie, and what was something this film taught you, like something you didn't know? Either about the story, the greatest story ever told, or about your connection to it when you started this 17 years ago.
I think it taught me that making movies is really hard. It's not for the faint of heart. But I think it also, for me personally, I fell in love with directing and making movies. So it was a really personal journey for me, and just kind of changing careers. But I think for both of us, you know, we relate to Mary and Joseph, you know, as a couple. And it's kind of fun writing a musical about a couple when you're a couple. And it makes it very personal and human. Mm-hmm. And it was an interesting thing for us to explore. You know, everybody knows Mary and Joseph ended up together in the story in the Bible. But why? Was it for love or for duty? And we wanted to explore that through this musical. And kind of tell the original Romeo and Juliet, if you will. So that was really appealing and fun.
For me, as the female perspective here, I feel like, you know, I had to really think and deeply about what Mary was going through at that, because she was a human being, well, at least, and she had feelings, and she
had family, she
was living in a time at which it was not an easy thing to show up pregnant to your fiance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the stakes were high.
The stakes were high. And yet, I loved, this was probably my favorite aspect of the movie. You didn't waver from that truth that she knew that she knew that she knew that this was divine, that she was carrying Messiah.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I love that you say that. I think a big thing for us was, Mary to us would have been strong. Mm-hmm. She would have been the strongest girl God could find for this task. She wouldn't have been a doormat. She would have had a POV. And that probably wasn't very popular then. But I think that's what made her stand out and made her right for the job, if you will. So that was fun for us too, because it's a very modern, you know, very modern story. There's so many truths in this story that you can relate to today. Mm-hmm. So, and that being that she was, I mean, can you imagine how alone she must have felt in that time? Mm-hmm. So it's very emotional too.
And we also try to stay, I mean, very true to the scripture as well. I mean, is much, I don't think, there's not a lot written from Mary's mm-hmm. point of view in the Bible, but what we could get, we stayed 100% true to. Mm-hmm. But there's, you know, a lot of things in her mind that would never be able to be known. So that's where our deep dive would take place.
And the creative license. It's in the in-betweens, as we mm-hmm. call it. You have the scripture verses, well, what happened in mm-hmm. between?
What would I think? I mean, mm-hmm. if my family's legacy and their reputation was on the line, and it was all on my shoulders as a human being, what would I, I'd be crying out to God, just like, mm-hmm. I need God, because that's the only person that I have. It's the only thing that I have that can sustain me. So her personal journey is pretty powerful, I think.
And then Joseph, who, you know, should have stoned her, like you said, and definitely should have ended the marriage. Instead, he ended up standing by her side and taking, if you will, her stain upon him mm-hmm. and saying, this is my child that we had out of wedlock. You know, mm-hmm. it's a pretty amazing love story.
Well, I love the fact that you show him being kind of ambivalent. Mary never was, but, you know, the angel came to her first. Your angel, by the way, is hysterical.
He's awesome, yeah.
My kids were...
Lecrae.
Lecrae, it's cracking my kids up so much.
That's good.
Oh, that was very well written and very well acted, and the song, everything was so sweet, so glorious, and yet tongue-in-cheek and fun at the same time. But, the angel didn't appear to Joseph right away. He had a little time to try to digest this. And mm-hmm. you showed his ambivalence and his being torn.
Mm-hmm.
So torn until, you know, God's like, no, dude, she's not yeah. kidding.
Yeah.
Dude, no. she's not kidding. She's not making this up.
That's right. There was something interesting about the idea that he wanted to believe her, for something in him said, you need to believe her, even though everything in the world is saying walk away. And I think we can relate to that. I think we've all had probably relationships where your family, everybody's saying, this is not the right person for you. You need somebody else or whatever. But you know, there's something about this person. You're meant for this person. You should be with that person.
Wait. Did anybody come against you too when you were writing songs together?
Oh.
It's confession session.
You know what happens when you write a script? Your own life ends up being poured into the pages. We definitely had. We fell in love and were planning our wedding within 2 weeks, and that took almost 4 years to get married because life got in the way. But
and people talking.
Yeah.
Of course,
For sure. I think we've probably all experienced it on some level.
And I love that you had Mary grabbing him and saying, okay, you're marrying me.
Yeah.
I'll probably get some crap for that, but I just thought it was so cute.
It was very cute.
Beautiful moment. Uh-huh. Yeah. And it's really fun when she does that.
But I love that
alert.
That little thing where, you know, they chose to trust God instead of trusting what the world was saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's such mm-hmm. a big
They took
deal.
A step of faith. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we all need to do that in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Now, that wasn't a step of faith. That was stepping off the Grand Canyon kind of step of faith.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you on our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Antonio Banderas. And what was that like working with him?
He is brilliant. I had him in my sights for a long time, and it was funny how it all came together. He was very busy directing a play, actually a Sondheim play, and he didn't even want to be bothered with this because he was so focused. But I just knew I need somebody who can sing, first of all, because his Herod's Song, you heard it, is really difficult.
Yeah, Herod's Song, for me, that was, of all the music, that was the highlight. It was so good.
He's so amazing.
He's so amazing.
By the way, everyone's singing every note in this movie, and I wanted it that way. And Antonio's song is the most challenging. And even he thought, I can't sing this. And I'm like, I know you can sing it. I've seen you in Phantom of the Opera and everything else. So it took some convincing. So I'd go to his play in Madrid and kind of keep showing up until he talked to me, and then he loved the script, and then he liked the song, and then I convinced him that he could sing it, and man, did he sing it. And he just committed. He's a very religious man, very strong Catholic, and he just loved the story, and he just embodied this character like I couldn't believe. I mean, he made the page come alive.
Boy, didn't he, though. Herod's never looked so deviously wonderful.
And he switches on a dime from evil to just like childish, and he's really brilliant.
It, yeah.
It's remarkable.
Yeah, that for me, and I think that, you know, when you go to Christmas productions, when you see the Nativity story, that is absent. I've never seen it. I mean, I've gone to the Rockettes for years and years and years and seen the living Nativity. They never mention that Herod is, you know, out to make sure his throne is not disrupted.
He was very insecure, and history shows it. You know, he killed everybody that he thought might be a threat to his throne, including his family. He was a very evil man. And I thought it was just, this story just had everything built in. You know, you have your love story, you have your villain, and then you have your comic relief. For me, with the wise men, they gave me that device, which was super fun to play with as well. Because you need comedy. If it's a family movie, you're gonna laugh.
What is myrrh?
Which, by the way, that came from my childhood. In Sunday school, I'm like, what is myrrh? Like, I don't know what this is.
And I'm myrrh?
Old, so I didn't have Google.
You can't say myrrh, though. You got to say it now for the rest of my life. I'll say myrrh.
Nobody knows what we're talking about. You will soon enough. November 10th.
Yeah, once you go see Journey to Bethlehem, everybody in America will be saying, what is myrrh? It was fun, and it was something that I loved sharing with my family.
Oh, good.
That's what we wanted.
Yeah. We had six.
Our boys have loved it, too.
Mm-hmm.
How old are they?
So we've got an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old.
Oh, and 11-year-olds and 14-year-olds don't love really anything.
No, yeah, they hate everything.
They hate everything.
Musicals.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it was really awesome having them, though, along the way, because we've been able to make a musical that boys love, too.
It's very targeted, I think, towards, I mean, it's got the love story for the girls, and your Mary is gorgeous and sweet and sassy and confident. I've also never seen Mary portrayed as somebody the way you did in the beginning, as an intellectual who wanted to reject the whole notion of an arranged marriage.
And the way we handle the massacre of the innocent, you know, we allude to it, but we don't show that.
No.
I wanted the whole family. We both did. This was for our family to enjoy, for your family to enjoy. We want grandparents and grandkids and everyone in between to be able to sit down every Christmas and watch this and know what Christmas is about, but in a very digestible, approachable way. I think that everyone will love.
And everybody will want to get some myrrh.
Myrrh sales skyrocketed.
Yeah, skyrocketed.
We're going to sell fig plush toys.
Oh my gosh.
There's so many cute, cute and funny and laughable and emotional scenes. The song between Mary and Joseph when they fall in love and they're at the well, and just so many beautiful moments. I commend you. I applaud you. I thank you.
That means the world.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because I am
a lot of love went into it. A lot of hard work. Mm-hmm.
So sick of holiday movies that are nothing but girls goes back to small town, meets boy, stand against all odds, and they end up happily ever after. You know, that's 99% of the Christmas movies that are available that I'm like, no.
I agree. That's why we made this.
Yeah. And there's something powerful about music that, you know, pulls down your defenses too. I think it engages people on a deeper emotional level. I think telling the story with music too is something that I think we've been encouraged to see the reaction so far.
People. It's been so fun sitting in theaters for me in these screens. I kind of hide out when we do these screenings, and they're supposed to be super nerve-wracking, but the reaction is so great from that. They're crying, they're laughing. I mean, everything you'd hope for, and loving the music. So it's been really rewarding.
Did we mention the dancing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the dancing.
No musical is complete without some dancing.
We're catching up with the co-writers of the new musical, Journey to Bethlehem, Adam and Nikki Anders. Adam is also responsible for the music and direction of the film. We got a little time left with them, but I'm going to interrupt our conversation for a bit so I can sing the praises of another amazing podcast sponsor. I love sharing new discoveries with you, and I'm excited to tell you about one today. Conair's Ceramic Auto Curler Curl Secret. The secret? Long-lasting, great curls. You can find it exclusively at Ulta Beauty. There's three fabulous preset curl settings: wavy, loose, and defined. Tangle-free technology gently pulls your hair in and the curls pop out perfectly every time. It's got multiple temperature settings for every kind of hair, and it's so easy and quick to use, you'll wonder how we ever got along without it. With just the push of a button, Conair's Curl Secret delivers long-lasting curls and waves every time. Don't forget, the Curl Secret is available only at Ulta Beauty. Don't let your curls play hard to get. Why was the Christmas story? Why was the story of Mary and Joseph and getting to Bethlehem and Herod? Why was that on your heart for all these years?
Well, faith is a big part of my life and my wife's life. I grew up in church. My parents are ministers. So I grew up with these stories. They're my tradition. I love these stories. And this one in particular, I thought, what an amazing musical it could be, right? There's not many stories in the Bible that are so joyful and bring so much hope. So to be able to frame that in a way that kids can lean in and everybody can lean into the story and enjoy it together as a family at Christmas, just became a passion that I couldn't let go for 17 years.
And don't I know it.
Yeah. And my poor kids, they've heard about it their entire lives. Literally. I've been trying for 17 years to make this, and my oldest is 14. So poor kids.
So it really is your first child.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
You birthed this.
Spain, my 14-year-old just looked at me, "Dad, don't make a bad movie or it's all a waste." I'm like, great, thanks.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for that inspiring thought.
Pressure. Wise words.
But it's a very personal story. You know, it's a part of who we are. And I just wanted to share it with the world in a new way.
So you said something very important to me, and that is it's such a hopeful story. Mm-hmm. It is the hope of the world. Mm-hmm. Without that story, without that little teenage girl saying yes, mm-hmm. I truly, none of us, I don't think, would be here. But if I did happen here upon Earth and I didn't know that to be true, I certainly would not have survived the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I think millions of us feel the same way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the hope of the world. And, and you shared it in a beautiful way.
I think that's why it's so emotional. Even this movie, I think that surprised me, how emotional I get every single time I watch it. And I've seen it.
And you wrote it.
Yeah, and I wrote it. But every time, the nativity scene just gets me every time because it's personal. Mm-hmm. You know, it's part of who we are, and it is, like you said, the hope for the world, and we need it. It's mm-hmm. Life is hard, and it's a dark time, and I think we need more hopeful things and light. You know, my company is called Nightlight, and we named it that because we, you know, light needs darkness to shine. So we just want to make movies and shows that bring some joy and light to the world.
Well, thank you for not hiding your light under a basket.
Mm. Yeah. It's easier sometimes.
Yeah, it is. Especially in your industry.
Yep.
That is
Is not a lie.
Yeah.
You know what? They've embraced us. They've embraced this film. And we're very excited about it.
Oh, I love you guys. You guys are great. Thank you for Journey to Bethlehem. Thank you for spending time with us. And I pray you have the best holiday season ever.
You.
And that miracle that Mary refused to deny is a reality for everyone this holiday season.
I just think it's a great reminder to go see what Christmas is about. November 10th, theaters nationwide, worldwide.
Hope Journey to Bethlehem. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Journey
that's
to Bethlehem.
Right. And wait, what is it?
JourneyToBethlehemMovie.com. You can actually, tickets are on sale already.
Oh, so JourneyToBethlehemMovie.com.
You can go buy
JourneyToBethlehemMovie.com or look up Anders Media, Nikki, and Adam. Thank you for this time and thank you for this wonderful movie. And thank you for getting to Antonio Banderas.
Yes.
Good luck. And again, thank you. A young woman carrying an unimaginable responsibility. A young man torn between love and honor. A jealous king who will stop at nothing to keep his crown. Journey to Bethlehem is a live-action Christmas musical adventure for the entire family that weaves classic Christmas melodies with humor, faith, and new pop songs in a retelling of the greatest story ever told, that of Mary, Joseph, and the birth of baby Jesus. A unique new entry into the collection of holiday classic movies, this epic Christmas musical is unlike any before it. You'll be able to see it in theaters next month. Just as the days grow dark and dreary and we all need a little extra dose of inspiration and an uplifting reminder of the reason for the season we're headed into. November 10th is the big day. It'll be in theaters. Go to JourneyToBethlehemMovie.com. JourneyToBethlehemMovie.com to watch the trailer and get more information. There are also Facebook and Instagram pages for the movie, so you can follow along there too. Are you as jaw-dropping impressed with our guest today as I am? Look them up at AndersMedia.com, producers, to learn more about this dynamic duo and keep up to date with all their latest projects. You know, whatever they're involved with, it's going to be great. It's going to be fabulous. It's going to be something you want to sing along with. Find someone to visit a pumpkin patch with this month. If there are no little ones in your family, tag along with someone. Sip some cider, put out a bright fall wreath or a few pots of mums to greet your visitors, some pumpkins, some gourds, or just brighten your own spirits as you come and go. Set yourself up with some healthy routines, some good nutrition, a regular sleep schedule, and get your steps in. We know these things to be the very best stress reducers during a time of year that's difficult for many. I'll be working on taking my own advice, trying to get my steps in, and I sure appreciate you being here for me, night after night on the radio and here on our podcast. Let's keep each other company, and remember to slow down and love someone.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.